We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time.
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good.
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy
on Triple M.
Fat, I'm looking at the rundown for today's Sunday session, and I have a feeling you've lost your way.
Why would you say that, Jim?
I see you backing over the Euro 2020 rap, which was crap. You've managed to work the Swedish chef into the results, which is not paying it the respect it needs. And I see an idiot song.
Jim, that is good content, my friend. Good craft from Anthony William. Plus, I'll have a very good joke as well.
But next, another example of how you completely have taken our show off the rails.
On Tuesday, Damo popped into the studio to chat Josh Kelly's contract situation, but it descended into absolute chaos.
We don't want to touch on GWS as a positive, but I do want to touch on Josh Kelly as a positive. He's putting together arguably his best season of footy. If it's not as good as 2017 when he broke out and came into All-Australian and was wanted, and North, Jim, are starting to very confidently just talk amongst themselves.
That they're getting him back again.
Yeah, well, they were very confident, as you know, 3-4 years ago when they thought they had him and they didn't get him.
I think he was in the boat. They landed him in the boat and he jumped out.
He jumped out. Didn't gaff him.
Yeah, didn't gaff
that
him.
Actually means. What's that so mean? Then he jumped out of the boat.
Well, I had, him in the bucket.
Really,
he jumped in.
Yeah, in the bucket.
Didn't gaff him.
They did gaff
him. And then
so
he jumped
in
out.
The bucket. Yeah. He was, the hook out of the mouth and put him in the bucket and then he jumped out.
It's too big for a bucket. Right, he was on there just the floor of the deck. He was on there bouncing around and then he slipped out again. So you're going to get him.
Where is he now? Is he on the hook?
He's down there.
The lure?
He can see the nice worm, the North Melbourne worm there, and he just whatever.
Speaking of which, did you read the story? We're changing tack here. Did you read the story about the scuba diver got eaten by a whale and then spat out again?
No, he
did. You read that?
Yeah.
I'm not totally believing it, James.
I'm not believing one bit of it.
He
reckons he
was
inside
body,
the whale's
yeah.
guts
got spat out
and then
the
got
top.
Spat out again.
Oh, no.
Come on, Bill. No, give us a spell.
It's got a few holes, that story.
Oh, lots of holes.
How big's a spurter? The hole?
No, it didn't come out of the hole.
Oh.
It went into his guts.
I thought he spurred him out. Well, he had a really good ride.
Didn't get him out of the hole.
They have found scuba divers. This is not funny or anything, Jim.
Michael Packard was the guy's name.
Yeah, that's it.
Come on, Packard.
Where was it in the US somewhere? Cape Cod.
So he reckons he went into the whale.
He got swallowed and then spat out.
Look at Bill.
Swallowed or just he closed his mouth, Jim?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
There's a difference.
All of the above, Purple.
When
don't
he
know.
Opened his mouth again, he went
one
back.
One of those ones where you just don't
said
know.
Said he was, Mr. Packard was in the whale's gullet for nearly a minute before being coughed back up.
Coughed. I thought he'd come out the hole.
I'm going to put a man out of the hole.
Now,
spout.
They've found scuba dead people in scuba diving gear in paddocks, Jim.
Yeah, but that's
paddocks?
Apocryphal.
Because you know what happens? The aeroplanes that are fighting fires, bushfires, they scoop them up.
That's apocryphal.
They scoop them up.
Oh. That's like
and
an urban myth.
And then they go to bloody
it's
let them go.
It's an urban myth.
Didn't you know someone, Jim, who had a... an incident with a shark?
Yeah, my son reckons he got bitten by a shark.
Oh.
Does he? Yeah, that's what he reckons.
Oh,
and then
man.
He got this sort of slice on the bottom of his foot. I said, that's called a reef. That's not a shark. That's just stepping on a reef.
Oh, I thought you knew someone who came to an unfortunate outcome.
But then Greg Anderson, remember that? He reckons he got bitten by lots of people reckon they got bitten by a shark. But Bill, come on.
I've never heard someone.
That's an aggressive salmon.
Paddock go, Bill.
In the paddock in their scuba diving gear. Oh,
anyway, so the buses?
We're going to send it to that bloke in the whale.
Yeah,
now, it's still going to stay at Carlton, even with Harry Mackay re-signing
and
a bit of positivity around it. We're just going to leave that that one there. And that one that we sent to Marabin last week is well and truly being activated too.
Did you say anything about Geelong at all? Positive?
I had them listed down there, but we started talking about whales
that's
eating
Thursday.
Men. But it was Thursday.
That's last round.
What I said was scary
part
good.
Part of the round.
Scary good. Scary good. Scary for the entire competition, what they're doing
what
right
kind
now.
Of whale was it? A sperm whale?
It was a humpback.
Humpback.
Oh.
I did say that earlier.
But anyway, Bill thought he came out of the spout.
Yes. And having a great little ride up the top there.
The Rush Hour Sunday session. Pouring out the gold from JB and Billy on Triple M.
And, of course, a bit of footy, Jimmy, this
What's
weekend. Well, tomorrow night.
We did footy.
Yeah. No, we've got to come back too because we're all roads lead. All roads lead to the City of Dreams, Geelong, tomorrow night, where we'll have 7,000 people there, Jim.
Crowds are open up again.
Corporates.
Oh, no.
The pivots are running.
Oh, no, I don't. I actually want to blank my mind of that.
City of Dreams.
Right, yep. Hang on.
All roads.
Caller on the line, Corey from Corio. I don't know. Corey.
You'll be going to the footy, Corey.
Oh, I actually just called up wanting to talk about the Euros, actually. No, it's Tom from Bowen Hills.
Yes!
And it's been a while. I've given you a spell, but I saw on Monday, you know, such an iconic day. Everyone remembers all the costumes over the years. I watched all the coverage. I still don't know what you were meant to be, Fat. I still can't work out what you wore down the slide. It's the worst outfit of the day. Worst outfit of all time, in fact. That's what I'm ranking it.
No.
It didn't make sense.
Assumption College jumper, Todd, or Corey,
great.
Or whatever your stupid name is.
Very clever, Bill. The Herald Sun the next day. Yes. Razor Ray was front and centre. He looks great in his Elton costume. Everyone was shown. Most of them got two photos.
Yeah.
You didn't get a single shot. You were the only one, Bill.
Front page of the Addy, my friend.
Daisy Pierce is bluey. She got a photo. She just got that from a discount costume shop. You couldn't even see her face. The editors of the Herald Sun considered you worse than a faceless cartoon dog, Bill.
Is that what it was? Anything else? You're going down to Geelong tomorrow night? Because guess what?
Kudos to the South Australian government for letting the cats in last week, by the way. I sure as hell wouldn't have done it. And they couldn't get back to Geelong because of that fog, Bill. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, fog in Adelaide.
It was fog in Geelong, and apparently it was just torched Ford Falcons and some burning schnitzels at the Cremorne. That's what I heard. So, dogs by 50 tomorrow night. See you, mate.
Oh, he's off.
Oh, he's gone. That's what you like about Todd. Just hangs up, Jim. You can't come back at him.
We haven't heard from him for a while.
Thank God.
So it was your performance Monday that brought him back.
I know. How good it was.
No, it wasn't.
Very good.
I thought he actually surmised that pretty well.
Yeah. Got a text from Neil last night saying, thanks, Bill. Just love the way you have a bit of fun and play
on. Forgettable and gross.
Yeah.
Neil said, don't come back.
Yeah.
I was that embarrassed.
The other text he got was from Carlton United Brewing. Yeah. Never put our bathers on again. Not in your life.
At Triple M, we recommend you Sunday Session responsibly, or you'll end up like Billy.
And it was
the Rush Hour Sunday Session on Triple M.
I feel good!
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
And we have Glenn there out of Cranbourne. G'day, Glenn.
Hello.
Good, thanks, Glenn. Yeah, how are you going? How's Cranbourne, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm not there now. I'm in Box Hill at the moment.
Box Hill?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Right.
Thank God.
Who do you barrack for?
I'm actually a Kangas man.
That's the way. Don't just talk over the top of that garbage, Glenn Roy. Are you happier? Are things starting to turn a bit for the mighty Kangas?
Yeah, for sure. Watched it on the weekend and got some positives out of it. We would like to sneak home, but to GWS's credit, they nearly toppled us. It was a close one, but yeah, good signs.
He's taking on Matt from Cheltenham. G'day, Matt.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are we?
Who do you back for, Matty boy?
Unfortunately, mate, I'm a Saner.
Kanga. Oh, you're a complete tool.
What's going on with the Saints? What should we do there, Matty boy?
Oh, mate, there's a few things I'd like to say, but I can't say on radio.
I think you've probably got a few mates out there thinking the same way.
It has been disappointing. And after last year, and you think you're going to play finals and maybe go a couple of more rungs, but it's been a disappointing year for the Saints.
Yes. Yeah.
No, all right, you ready to go?
Well,
you
got your... Let's not make this a disappointing quiz, Fat.
Well, it started well. We got nice bands.
All right, good.
And now we go into it. So, Glenn, you're Glenn, and Matt, you're Matt.
Okay.
Easy. I like it.
Right, jump in. Big, loud voice.
For the Big Freeze 7, who was dressed as Elton John?
Matt.
Yes, Matty.
Razor Ray.
Oh, righto, Razor's off to a nice start.
Bang! Great song, Jim.
Yes,
do you like that?
I do. I'm an Elton John fan.
Are you?
So, well done.
Well done, Matt. You're away. What was Nathan Buckley, this is question two, presented with by the SCG Trust?
Matt.
Yes, Matty.
The SEG turf.
Yes.
Oh, geez, Maddie. Glenn, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I didn't see the slide.
Sure.
Away.
Yes, and, I think he's sure.
I didn't see the end of the game.
Got presented with the what would you do with that, Jim? The grass?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you plant it in the backyard?
I don't think so.
You wouldn't put it up in the
mantle. You know, a very good mate of my brother's from growing up in Perth was a mad pie.
Mm-hmm.
He made the pilgrimage over for the last game at Vicky Park and after the game jumped the fence with a little hand, you know, those things that you take weeds out with, and cut his own bit of Victoria Park out, took it back to Perth.
And?
They planted it in his back or mum and dad's backyard.
That's weird.
That's a nuff supporter. Yes, please. So we're 2-0. Come on, Glenn.
2-0, Jim. Glenn will come good. I can feel it, Jim. Number 3 audio question. Who kicked this goal now, please?
Oh, the kick was smothered from Ryder. Kick over the head by Bobby. Goal.
Oh, no.
He's got the goal.
All right, so who did we like there?
I heard Glenn.
Lenny.
Adelaide guy,
yep. It was Adelaide guy, yep.
Fufu?
The guy over the shoulder.
That's him. Well done, Glenn. Glenn's hit the board with one. Riley Philthorpe.
Matt's having a convo in the background.
Riley's happy, yep.
Oh, he got it now. After a minute, he got it. Righto, number 4 now. Who is the 2-time Brownlow medalist coaching Collingwood in their next game?
Matt.
Glenn, yes.
Nathan,
Robert Harvey. Oh, she's a Robert Harvey. 2-all, Jimmy. 2-apiece. I like it. Glennie's come from nowhere.
Good luck, Robert Harvey.
All right. Yes,
this is it.
All right. Matty, what's happened to you recently?
Oh, you're kidding yourself, mate.
Righto, here we go. For the big prize.
All right.
Who is playing his 250th game this weekend? I'll give you a clue. 50 Shades of?
Glenn.
Oh, no.
Matt.
Robbie Gray.
Found you can't
you
do
can't
that.
Be doing that,
Glenn. Poor old Matt's answered everyone. You're the judge.
Right, and you're have handed judge. It to Glenn.
The Rush Hour Sunday Session. Back soon with more from JB and Billy.
Oh, and by the way, it's your round.
Idiot song time. We love this. Matty Hayward does a magnificent job in the booth.
Great.
And he's putting it today to a song called I'm All Right, which is the theme song of my favourite movie ever, which is Caddyshack. And I'm telling you right now, Fat, the funniest thing about Caddyshack is all of my sons, and they are 26 down to 12 or 13, have all organically found Caddyshack.
They all love it.
I never played it to any of them. They just organically watched it, and they all pissed themselves laughing. It's the funniest show ever made. Bill Murray, of course. Bill, Chevy Chase. The way I've established this over 40 years, the way you find out in a room of blokes whether there's any Caddyshack fans in the room who legitimately know the movie.
What do you say?
Right at the start, Judge Smales walks into the clubhouse, and as he walks in, he's got the shits because someone's parked in his car park. There's a bloke playing 500, who's one of the club members, and he utters the famous sentence, "You got any eights?" It's as simple as that. So you walk into a room, and you say out loud,
You got any,
and you get one Caddyshack fan going, "Eights." It's the most obscure line in the whole film, and the two of you piss yourselves laughing because that is how rusted on Caddyshack fans are. If you haven't seen it for a while,
I haven't.
Dust it off. Sit down with Oscar or Max. Or Max.
Max.
Loves his golf.
He does.
Sit down with Maxie. I'm telling you, it is the funniest film ever made. So I'm All Right, of course, which is Kenny Loggins, who did a lot of movie scores, including Top Gun. And Matty Hayward is a genius.
Brooks Koepka winning the US PGA. The wire to wire, if you don't mind, umpire, please.
And he doesn't, he's not that in Abin with golf.
Oh, no.
It's a very interesting time because we're transiting. What are we doing?
Transitioning.
We're transitioning. Do what you like. Red hair, high pound, pants. No. And these
Yes, indeed. If you love your golf, don't miss Drummond Golf $30 million classic stock take sale. Stock take sale, Jim, you idiot.
Get in the hole. Get in the hole.
The owner of a golf.
Have you hit a hole in one, Bill?
Once at Geelong Golf Course here. Beautiful par 3, but no one saw it. In a nice, revealing lingerie.
Negligee, even. But yes.
Or lingerie. Anyway. Collingwood went with Ashley Johnson, Jim, who's a very good player over there with Sturt, which is spelt the same way forward and backwards. Called Apollodome.
I don't think it is.
No. It would be Sturt.
That's true. That's not right. Yep.
Sturt is a polo drone.
S-T-U-R-T.
Yes.
If the R wasn't there, it'd be a polo drone.
No, it wouldn't. It still wouldn't.
And it's not a polo drone.
There's no S on the end.
It's Sturt, you idiot. Sturt, Jim, Sturt.
Fat, seriously.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with him?
No, Jim. I tell you what, we need a break.
Oh.
Been doing this for a long time now.
You know, the thing about Caddyshack Fat is Bill Murray, the famous head greenskeeper, Carl Spackler, they reckon he was the only one in the whole script that was allowed to go off script and make his own stuff up. The rest were...
scripted.
Yeah. So the famous scene where he's got the great big hose between his legs because he's trying to flush the gopher out.
Listen to him.
He started doing the James Bond theme. You listen to it, he gives it the dim dim dim. Hey, listen to the Q Golf. So I'm telling you, it's the funniest show ever. Anyway, Matty Haywood, how good?
Yeah.
How good?
It just takes the mickey out of poor old Bill. That's all I'd say.
I love it.
Are you kidding? When I was your age, I would lug 50 pounds of ice up 5-6 flights of stairs.
So what? So let's dance. I'm telling you, Fat, it's the funniest show ever.
The Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy on tap.
Yes, please.
Triple M.
And there's a massive soccer tournament happening over in Europe.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
I love the World Game. This has got train wreck written all over it.
No, I love the World Game, okay? And it's called the Euros. It's huge.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah.
All overseas.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah. And there's some very nice games going on.
Are there?
So I've been keeping an eye on them, Jim.
Mm.
And first of all, the game was between Belgium and Russia.
There we go, Jim. That's it, right? Good. Hey!
Right. So they Belgium 3, Russia is nil or whatever you call it. Our next game was Spain 0 and Sweden 0.
Bill.
Yes.
This is just a vehicle to play the songs.
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Because I haven't got a song for this next one. It's Switzerland 1, Wales 1. Jim. It's just not one, there's two.
What is that?
Whale.
Oh, that's a whale.
It's two whales. And guess what's in it?
No.
The scuba diver, Jim.
Coming out of the spout. So, all right, I get
that's
it.
That's Wales. One all with Wales, Switzerland overnight, Jim. Number 4, the Czech Republic 2. Scotland! Zip. They got beaten, Scott. Yeah. But they still played this. They old baggies.
Speaking of that, was that the goal from midfield?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, apparently there, I think it was against Scotland. There was a bloke, 50-metre goal, basically.
Oh, check.
From midfield.
Right.
I think it might have been in that game. Anyway, keep going.
I hope you got it right. Number 5, Denmark took on Finland. Finland won. Denmark, zip. Ding dong!
Oh, no!
Even though that song's from Iceland. Yeah,
a different country.
No, no, it's Finland, Iceland. Great. And our final wrap of the Euros 2020 is when it's actually 21. So that's interesting, isn't it? But they call it Euros 2020, Jim. My last one is Italy 3, Jim.
Turkey, zero.
Oh, no.
Gobble.
Oh, no. What is that?
It's a turkey. Have a listen, Jim.
That's your own turkey gobble.
Sorry to our Turkish friends out there. But they got beaten anyway by Italy. So there you go. And England won. That was the first time they've won, I reckon, Jim. In 53 years, the first time they've won an opening match.
Patrick Schick from the Czech Republic.
He's been good all year. Don't say that, Jim. He's been fantastic, Patrick.
Scored from midfield against Scotland. And old Davy Marshall, the Scotland keeper, got tied up in the onion bag.
Oh, no. Come on, Davy, fair to him.
No, old Patrick Schick.
No, he's not that bad. He's good, Jim.
He's Schick.
There aren't many players with the resume of our next guest. Four flags, two North Smiths, three All-Australians, and he always saved his best for the big stage.
Nuopolo to the ground and Hodge off the stand.
Oh, Barana!
Welcome, Hawthorn legend, Luke Hodge.
I laid a bit too much mail on that. If I listen back, that was a little bit too strong. Welcome to you, Hodgie.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me on.
37 years of age yesterday. Happy birthday for it.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It's they sort of not as important anymore, I guess, the birthdays is when you're a bit younger, but it was a good excuse to take the family out for a couple of days, which has been nice.
Wait till you get to 47 and 50 like Jim. Don't worry about it then. Hey, what happens when you turn 37 with four kids in the Dale?
Not much, mate. They still run in and wake you up. 30 nappies. It's still pretty much the same, apart from you get a couple of days away from the house. So I think it's always good to use as an excuse to try and get away with the family and the kids have loved it. We've been fishing for the last couple of days and, it's been quite nice.
Got caught earlier in the year, did Lucas. He came over to do some work with the family. He was going to take the family back to Colac and say hello. And then
what happened?
Well, basically got stuck for nearly a month.
In Colac? Surely not Colac, Lucas.
He was running them around all over the place.
No, we based ourselves in Richmond for a couple of days and then it was pretty much the same time as when the Lions we're down for rounds 2 to 4. We sort of got stuck as well. So it worked out pretty well. We were able to get down to Colac and go via Ocean Grove and catch up with a lot of family and friends. So
good.
Worked out well.
At least you went back to Colac. Jordan Lewis, I don't think he's been back to Warrnambool, Jim.
No, never.
Grew up there, all his mates there, but he hasn't been over the Westgate Bridge.
No, he puts on his boat shoes and his button-up shirt and heads up to Sorrento and ports. He heads out that way. A little bit of a tough area.
Hung around Gibbo for too long. Yep. That's what happened to him, and it changed him as a bloke.
Where are you? In an aviary?
I'm up at Makepeace. I've got a friend who invited the family up here. So my son's actually up at Makepeace Island.
Just Troy, Makepeace.
My son's sitting over here. We're about to throw the rods back in after a nice lunch we had. So that's where you can hear all the birds. They're trying to steal our food.
And tell us about the Hawthorn Footy Club, please. I know that you're a Lion at the finish, but you're a Hawk legend. A nice winning on the weekend. Are they just starting to slowly turn the corner for you?
Oh, I think, look, if they put in performances like that, I think that's all what the Hawthorn supporters want to see. They were as hard as we've seen. We did the game 2 weeks ago and when they played Gold Coast, and it just wasn't the performance that we expected to see from Hawthorn. But what they put up against Sydney, they always have good competitions, those two teams. And I think Clarko built it up as one of those ones where they needed to show something, and I think they did. If they keep playing footies like that, then, the future, the turnaround and getting back in the finals isn't too far away. But I think that they're on the right page. They hit the draft last year. They're going to get another decent draft pick this year. They'll bring back in Gunston and Sicily towards the end of the year. Days back now. So, look, I think there's a little bit of hope for the Hawthorn supporters.
And did I see that you're training for a marathon? Is this true?
Gee.
Yeah, well, I guess this is a little bit of that the mental health that people sort of talk about. Me and mates committed to run the Gold Coast Marathon as a part of that, raising money for charity. So we've actually been lucky enough to raise almost $65,000 for the Myron Kids Cancer Charity. So
beautiful.
It's been good at times, but the legs and the body have hated me at times for it. But it's in 3 weeks. It's July 4th, so looking forward to relaxing
full
after that.
Full marathon for you in 3 weeks' time.
Mate, and you know me, I'm made to run.
No,
That's what I was born to do. So I think it's one of those challenges that you set yourself and you think halfway through that you're an absolute moron, which there's no doubt I am. But We put our name down for it, and to raise money for such a great charity in my room, we're happy that we're doing it and looking forward to doing it on the day.
I think Hodgie015, is that the Instagram handle for people to follow? Is that right?
Yeah, Hodgie015, and the link's in my bio. If you jump on, anyone wants to donate, we've had so many people that have been able to give us support with either charity days and golf rounds that they've donated. But yeah, people have been able to donate on that page. So if people want to jump on and help us out, that'd be very much appreciated. Myram are very keen and very thankful for everyone that has.
Makepeace Island, Jim, up in Noosa Way there. Yes. The next island is called Sheep Island.
Right.
And then there's Goat Island.
Right.
Have you been to Goat Island or in Sheep Island?
No, mate, no. I stop off at the jetty here on the way past. So I'll have to go up the river and have a bit of a look and let you know what it looks like.
Hodgie, you're a star. Good luck with the marathon. We don't see you Friday night, of course. You got the night off. Just time that well with GMHBO. Well done, Hodgie. Great chatting to you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
Anyway, I've got a good one for you, Jim.
Yes.
I've been trying out Chris Hemsworth workout program. I tell you what, it works. I'm really Thor.
Oh, my God. He's gone to the well again.
Jim,
you told a half-decent joke about your Thor, and then you've gone back to Thor again.
Well, I'm Thor, Jim.
Hit the music.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app. I feel good.